This is a learning experience. A Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron-Finn, with implications of Poe Dameron-Finn Rey. With additional tags for voyeurism, exhibitionism, PWP. This story is a short interlude in the recovery verse. Chapter 1. Rey is not brave enough, may never be brave enough, to deal with the terrifying vulnerability of sex. She's not used to human contact. Holding hands with Finn is about as far as she normally wants to go, and the thought of more than a hug, of being naked and defenseless in front of anyone, even Poe Dameron of the sweet smile, even Finn, who adores her and whom she adores, is petrifying. But in this, Finn is braver than she is, and Poe Dameron is utterly fearless. Which is why Rey is sitting on the unused second bunk in their quarters, staring in blank awe and fascination at the best pilot in the Resistance and his ex-stormtrooper lover, as they demonstrate for her exactly why so many people really do enjoy sex. They're both beautiful men, and in this place, in this time, they are even more beautiful than normally. Finn is on his back, head thrown back and eyes tight closed, every inch of gorgeous smooth skin on display. And Poe is kneeling between his legs, back a graceful arch, hair a tousled mess, lips sealed tightly around the base of Finn's cock. The noises Finn is making are astonishing. Poe pulls away, to a whimper from Finn, and looks up to meet Rey's eyes. "He's stunning, isn't he, Arfin?" he asks, and Rey's breath catches at the phrase. "Arfin. Yes, hers and Poe's, and isn't that something? That she has someone, two someones of her very own. The people who came back for her, and for whom she will do just about anything in return." "Beautiful," she agrees. "Make him make that noise again." Finn whimpers, just a little. Poe grins, wide and cocky. "Your wish is my command," he says cheerfully, and bends down again to fit his mouth over the head of Finn's cock. Finn's resulting moan echoes off the walls and makes the warmth in the pit of Rey's stomach coil a little more tightly. She shifts a little, pressing her legs closer together, and licks her lips. "More," says Finn hoarsely, and Poe sits back on his heels, looks Finn over with dark eyes. "I can do more," he agrees. "Specific requests?" He glances over at Rey, raises an eyebrow. Rey's mouth goes dry. She has only rarely wondered about the specifics of sex, has not really cared enough to learn what more there might be. And suddenly, she is intensely curious, desperate to know. Finn regains enough of his coherency to raise his head, look Poe in the eye, and say, "Will you please stop teasing and fuck me already?" Poe goes red, which is fascinating. Rey kind of wants to see him do it again, often, because that flustered look on always confident Poe Dameron is kind of ridiculously attractive, and seeing him so utterly discombobulated by a handful of words is astonishingly appealing. But even discombobulated, this is a man who sassed off to Kylo Ren. So Rey is not terribly surprised when Poe grins down at Finn and says, "You sure, buddy? I could just keep teasing for a while, give our Rey a good show." Rey's not sure whether the sound of frustrated lust that Finn makes or the phrase, our Rey, is more arousing. But if this gets any hotter, she might actually spontaneously combust. Is that a thing? Can Jedi do that? Give him what he wants, she says hoarsely. Please. She wants to see. She wants to know. Poe turns that grin on her for a moment. As our Rey commands, he says, and winks. Rey watches, wide-eyed and panting, as Poe coats his fingers with oil and puts one shining slick hand down between Finn's legs. As Finn spreads his legs even wider, clenches his hands in the sheets, and moans when Poe slides one finger into him. That's a thing? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The noises Finn is making are addictive. Sweet and low and utterly perfect. Rey is still pretty sure she doesn't want to be where Finn is. As fun as it looks, still, she's not quite sure she could relax. But being where Poe is suddenly looks really interesting. What could she do that would make Finn make more of those delicious noises? Two fingers now, and Finn is writhing against the sheets, and Rey sits on her hands because otherwise she's going to touch either herself or the men in front of her. She's not sure. And Poe glances over at her and grins and pauses. You sure I shouldn't tease him a little more? He asks. Finn moves like chain lightning. One minute he's flat on his back, whimpering a little through clenched teeth, with Poe between his legs. The next minute, Poe is flat on his back, with Finn straddling him and pinning his shoulders to the bed. Rey hears herself make a sound she was not actually aware she was capable of. Poe makes a sound Rey can't even describe, some conglomerate of surprise and lust and awe that echoes through Rey's bones. Finn is always so gentle when he's not in battle. It's easy to forget that he has more hand-to-hand combat training than either of the others. You are a dreadful tease, Finn informs Poe solemnly. Guilty is charged, Poe says faintly, eyes wide and blown black with desire. Finn kisses him. Rey, watching intently, sees the moment when Poe just surrenders, goes limp beneath Finn's weight, and just lets Finn take whatever he desires. From the soft moans Poe is making, letting Finn do what he likes is very pleasant. Rey knows, Finn has told her, that he had no more experience with this than she does before he and Poe got together. But Finn picks up new skills with a speed that astonishes almost everyone, and clearly, he has gotten good at this very fast indeed. Rey can see why. Having Poe Dameron spread out, tousled and whimpering beneath you, sounds like very positive reinforcement indeed. Finn pulls back a little, looks Poe in the eye, says, "You good?" Low and sweet, like it's an in-joke between them. Rey doesn't really have time to think about being jealous, though, because Poe nods hard and fast, and Finn reaches down behind himself to wrap one blunt-fingered hand around Poe's cock, and then sits back on his heels and down, and they both moan so loud the whole room is filled with sound. Rey almost feels like she's drowning in it. "Creeping hell," says Poe, after the moans have died away, but was halfway between wrecked and reverent. Finn doesn't bother to say anything, just starts moving, steady rocking motions that make his head fall back, and Poe's hands come up to grasp his hips. Poe shifts to put his feet flat on the bed, braces his shoulders, lifts his hips as Finn rocks back, The resulting moan is loud enough that Rey knows it must be audible from the corridor, and it makes the wetness between her legs ache to hear it. "So grooving good," Poe says hoarsely. And Rey smiles to herself at the realization that Poe can't stop talking even at a time like this. "So beautiful, Finn. So lovely." "He is," Rey agrees. "Beautiful in the dim light, skin shining a little with sweat, head thrown back in pleasure. And Poe is beautiful, too, all long lines and wide eyes and must-dark hair." "You're both beautiful," she says, without quite meaning to speak. Finn startles a little, and Poe glances over at her in slight surprise, as though they'd both forgotten she was there for a moment. But then Poe grins, a warmer version of his usually cocky smile, and Finn relaxes, makes a little show out of the way he's moving, and... oh, Rey could sit here watching this for a long time. Except that she might need to go and find some privacy and put a hand down her pants and figure out exactly what her body is demanding she do. And she will. She definitely will. Just as soon as she can move. But she is frozen here, watching avidly, because she wants to know. Poe takes one hand from clutching Finn's hip to wrap around Finn's cock, and Finn swears. Rey didn't even know he could swear. How marvelous. And moves faster, more desperately, and then he is still, whole body one long, beautiful arch, as his cock splatters Poe's chest with white. And Poe gasps, "Griffin, hell, Finn!" and goes tense beneath him for a long moment. Finn collapses, gently, atop Poe, and kisses him. Rey, watching, feels for the first time like an interloper. They invited her, but this seems even more intimate somehow than sex. Then Finn props himself up on one arm and grins down at Poe and says, "Tease," with great affection in his voice. And Poe laughs and cranes his neck up to kiss Finn. "Yep, you know you like it," he says merrily, and glances over at Rey. "So, educational?" Rey says, throat dry. "Very. Thank you." "Our pleasure," Finn says, meeting her eyes, open and honest and beautiful as the night is long. "You're welcome here any time," he adds, and Poe nods. "Thank you," Rey says again, and makes her escape before she can do anything foolish, like try to kiss one of them, or shove a hand down her pants right there with them watching. And if she closes her eyes, lying in her own bunk with the door locked, and remembers the sight of her two best friends moving together, beautiful and beloved, well, that's her business, isn't it? And theirs someday, perhaps. Chapter 2. Rey's not precisely happy to be sent off on a mission mere days after her first evening watching her best friends have sex. She hasn't quite got up the courage to ask them to let her watch again, or even to ask any of the myriad questions she has about what she's seen. And now she's going to be somewhere far away for days, possibly weeks, without anyone but Master Luke and Chewbacca to talk to. And she is not going to ask them about sex. That's just not a conversation she wants to have. During the day, she's busy piloting the Falcon wherever Master Luke thinks they need to go next, or talking to new and interesting groups of people. She has seen more kinds of people in the years since she left Jakku than she saw in all her 14 years there. Or learning to understand Chewbacca. This is fascinating enough to keep her focused, In the evenings, too, she's kept busy, meditating or learning the use and design of lightsabers. She's thinking of making a double-ended one, since she's accustomed to the fighting style of her staff. At night, though, she can't help but remember the beautiful sight of her two best friends moving together, and wonder whether they would like it if she did more than watch. Could she kiss them? Does she want to? She's deeply curious as to what kissing must be like, since it seems to please them both so much. Could she pin Poe down and kiss him into surrender the way Finn did? Or would she be willing to let Finn kiss her until she went limp and pliant beneath him? She has never been limp and pliant in her life. Would she like it? Or would it scare her into flight? What would they feel like if she was allowed to touch? Would their skin feel like hers? What would it feel like if they touched her? She runs her hands over her own bare skin, safe behind the locked door of her little cubicle, and thinks that they would be gentle if they touched her, as they are gentle with each other. But she remembers Poe's hands tight on Finn's hip, gripping him desperately, and wonders what that would be like, to have someone clinging to her with such urgency and need. What would their hands feel like? Surely their calluses are not in the same places as hers. Finn uses a blaster, not a staff. And Poe's fingers must bend most comfortably around the yoke of his X-Wing. What would it be like to have another person, two other people, since she cannot quite imagine taking only one of them to bed? Touching her sides, her hips, her breasts. She can't help remembering the noise Finn made when Poe slid slick fingers into him. It sounded like bliss made audible. Would it feel that good for her? And why shouldn't she try? She's close enough to the engines that neither Chewbacca nor Master Luke should hear anything, even if she does make noise. Poe needed oil on his fingers. But she's achingly wet between her legs already, just from remembering the sound Finn made. Surely she doesn't need oil. Her fingers slide into herself easily. It's strange and new and worryingly different. And then the heel of her hand rubs against something that makes her head go back against the pillow, and she hears herself moan, startled and loud. Oh! She does it again. Yes, and that feels good. Would, if Poe or Finn touched her, would it feel this good? Would it feel better? Since surely Poe, at least, would know what he's doing. She experiments, stays up far too late trying to find what feels best. Fingers deep inside herself, or just barely brushing against tender flesh. A hard pressure against that unexpected nub above her entrance, or gentle strokes, or pinching, or... When the lights go off behind her eyes, for a moment she thinks the Falcon has malfunctioned, but no, nothing moved but her. And she has just discovered something wonderful. She is sleep-deprived and very distracted the next day. Master Luke gives her odd looks, and Chewie asks her if she's coming down with something. And she manages to tear her mind away from her new discovery long enough to reassure Chewbacca and pay attention to Master Luke's negotiations with a trader of historical items. And that night, before she sleeps, she finds out that, yes, she can repeat her successful experiment. It's a little like flying when all the lights go off in the dark behind her eyes. It's a little terrifying, too, because her body is doing things she doesn't quite understand. But for pleasure like this, she's willing to face down that fear. And she cannot wait to get back and show Poe and Finn what she's learned. After all, it's entirely their fault that she's even thought of any of this. They should definitely have to help her learn how to do it properly. The end.